Hi, I'm Chaplain Ulan Jones of the Rescue Mission Alliance with locations in Syracuse, Auburn, and Binghamton, and I am your pastor of the day. As I was growing up as a youth and a teenager, I was a silver gloves boxer. I did a lot of amateur fighting. And one of the things I want to hit on is how much prep had to be done before you even got into the ring. And that meant we had to do extensive exercises. We had to do extensive videos, extensive training, running, jogging, lifting weights, going on diets. It was tough before we even got into the ring. The preparation to get there was just as hard as being there. And I want to come off from a scripture of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. And the scripture goes on to say, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." So as we go forth, when we finally hit the ring, there's this scripture and also in the book of Timothy that says, "Study to show thyself approved." That means that before God, show that you're a great man or woman of faith. Show that you have done the study to cause others to believe what you're actually doing. So one time that I was in the ring, and I got in the ring, and the fight didn't go as I thought it would. It was not nearly as easy as I thought it, even though I trained. And as I prepared for the five rounds of my life, the hardest five rounds of my life, as I got to the second round, I was winded. I was very, very tired. I had quit in me. Quit was reminding me that I didn't have to move forward. But I kept going. I kept going because I remembered how hard I worked to get to where I was. And I had my coaches in the background. They were cheering me on. But at that moment, it was me and it was my opponent. And I had to. And what gave me the faith, what gave me the charge, what gave me the strength is all the studying that I had done, all the preparation. And so now my body in the ring, my feet were hurting, my hands were hurting, my body was hurting, but I still kept pressing forward because I knew there was victory at the end. And I know that the victory, the taste of victory that I was going to experience was better than anything that I had experienced ever in my life. And so I continued to fight with sweat beads coming down my face and veins popping out of my neck and out of my arms. I was just tired, but I had the will to go on because I trained for this day more than ever before. So I bobbed and weaved and I walked around the ring and I ran around the ring until I was declared the winner. And what I'm saying to you is never stop going. Press forward as much as you possibly can. You can't have quit in you. And that is as warriors of the Lord. There'll be times that we will encounter battles and it seems like we'll be counted out. It seems like we may not even win. But God has given us that faith. He has given us the courage. He has given us every desire in our veins to fight the good fight of our life. And what we want to do is not turn away. We can't afford to back down. We have to trust the Lord with everything that we have because we will come until these confrontations many times in life and God has prepared us. And we can be thankful that God has prepared us in such a way that we'll always be able to fight, but not just fight, but have courage even when it seems like we're outnumbered, even when it seems like the chips are stacked against us. God will make a way if we just believe in Him. I'm Chaplain Ulan Jones of the Rescue Mission Alliance. You can find me at rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. That's rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. Feel free to contact me and God bless you.